Thomas, the Seahawks stink.
Do they know?
I think they might be cooked. Low key, they might be cooked.
You know, there I was looking on Twitter, and there was some their right tackle Stone Forsythe, which absolute baller of a name.
What is his name?
Stone Forsythe,
Okay. That's
absolute
actually pretty
baller of a
sick.
name.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Unfortunately, not an absolute baller of a football player who's like ranked 54th amongst tackles that have played this year, and he has also allowed the most pressures of anyone in like the past 2 years in a four game span or something. So, yeah, no, they suck. Their offensive line, absolutely atrocious. I think it was also Nick Bosa had the most pressures of anyone since 2020 in a single game, something like that. So, yeah, that absolute just. I know that they scored towards the end and made it close, but at no point did I think the 49ers were actually going to lose that game. They just came
Yeah.
and
No.
were the dominant.
I don't know, like you look at the Seahawks offense and you're like, wow, they have a really good offense. And then their offensive line is absolute cheeks. Because honestly, it's not Geno's fault. Geno's been playing fine, and even his interceptions weren't like really his fault, I want to say. I saw
Well,
an
they're
angle.
coming because he's getting pressured, right? He's trying to get the ball off, and he's got a
And
guy in his
I saw an angle on the all 22. It was the first interception I think that Geno threw, where he like underthrew DK, or at least it looked like it.
face.
But DK was like running his route, and then he went upfield as soon as Geno threw it. So then
The
the
guy
safety
could
just
undercut.
undercut and then picked it off. So it's not any issue with Geno, I don't think. And then their defense was playing good at the beginning of the year, but now they're just getting gashed by everyone. I mean, to be fair, they just played the Lions and the 49ers, but they also got gashed by the Giants, who have had a
The
pretty
Giants without
without Malik Nabers. Yeah,
Malik.
I should have made that clear. Yeah. And that's kind of insane because the Giants haven't really been an offensive powerhouse this year. So I don't know. It's kind of odd. Like I would hate being a Seahawks fan because you started 3-0 and you're probably like, hell yeah, we can compete with anyone. And now you're 3-3 and you're like, damn, we probably suck.
Yeah. And you know, especially with how poor the 49ers started this season, and it's just looking like they're just going to win the division again.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, is Cardinals sneaky? Maybe sneaky Cardinals.
Sneaky, maybe,
They've been
maybe.
better than the record says, I feel like.
Yeah. I
But.
mean, they've played competitive games despite, I mean, I'm sure you heard of the Lions hangover that every team has had so far after playing the Lions. And then
Yeah.
the Cardinals got blown out by the Commanders, which would, you know, relate to the Lions hangover, but yeah.
Yeah,
Lions
well,
hangover is a thing.
it's the Seahawks had a two-game hangover, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I think they got deeper issues, obviously. Like you said, with the offensive line and their defense is falling apart. So,
Yeah.
yeah, that was Thursday night football. It's Saturday now.
Is in fact Saturday.
We were supposed to record twice this week, but Thomas's kitty was a little under the weather and had to have some things go on outside of, which always comes first, obviously. So we are recording today and gonna kind of try and mesh everything together and get a pod out. So
Yeah, we'll get things together. I mean, we don't really have to recap last week's games,
yeah,
to be honest.
no, it's a
Fine.
little bit too late for that, I'd say, but.
Yeah, I will say, with the Steelers, just to put the Steelers in there a little bit,
Oh my God,
there's
dude.
now, hey, people are saying the grapevine is talking that eventually Russell Wilson's going to start,
Yeah.
which.
That's what it's looking like, at least, honestly.
I get it, right? Like, it's not like Fields has run away with
Right.
this right now. You know, he's played
No,
well enough for
definitely.
them to win games. Like, I wouldn't put their two losses on Fields, to be
Right.
honest. Like, I think he's played well enough for them to be undefeated, but he hasn't played well enough to ensure that they're undefeated, right?
Yeah.
Like, a higher level of quarterback play, they would still be undefeated, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I get it. At the same time, Fields has I'm well, the Dallas game was a bit of stagnation, but he has shown improvement over the past handful of games. But yeah, I do get why you would throw Russ in. Like, they signed him to be the starter,
Yeah.
and frankly, just especially coming off of a two-game losing streak, you know,
Yeah.
they're taking on the Raiders, which, knowing the Steelers, they might lose this game just because they're notorious for playing down to competition. But yeah, unless Fields absolutely just lights it up, then like this week and next week, if he's able to start again, like, I feel like it ends up being Russ's job.
Yeah.
So.
I do have a funny story about the Steelers game. So me and my roommate had signed up for this new sports book, and they had been offering $100 bet matches, which is if you make a $100 bet with odds of -200 or higher, if your bet loses, you get $100 in bonus bet. If your bet wins, you get $100 in bonus bet. So obviously we want our bets to win so that we can get the money and we can get the bonus bets. So it was the last one, and he made it like without, he just made it while I was at work. And then I came back and he was like, dude, I have this follow if you want to tail it or whatever. And I was like, sure, why not? I hate George Pickens, first off. Let me start with that, because he had me on the verge of wanting to end it all, because we had Pickens 20 plus receiving yards and we had the Steelers plus 5.5, and we needed that bet to hit. And we're like, what? Because Caleb is a Steelers fan too, and he's like, dude, Pickens is coming off a huge game. He had like 11 catches for 110. Like, it 20 plus yards is going to be so free. And I'm like, all right, yeah, like, let's do it, whatever. I'm down for that. That makes sense. I'm like, Pickens is going to start balling out because he had a good game finally. Well, we didn't know that he was only going to be on the field for 60% of the plays, and that he's got a shitty ass attitude. And I don't even know where to start. Anyways, I'm like dead. I'm so tired from the day. And because I had been working all day and I'm exhausted, right? So I come home and then the game gets delayed. So it doesn't even start till 10 o'clock, basically. I'm like, Caleb, we're gonna be up until 12:30 watching this game. And he's like, dude, I'm so dead. I'm like, I'm gonna fall asleep. And it didn't help that the game was not entertaining. It was boring as hell. It was Steelers football, like good
Oh, yeah.
defense, fucking three and out half the drives. Like, just, anyways, Pickens has like 8 yards until the fourth quarter. And I'm like, dude, I'm gonna have to watch because he's gonna do some BS on the last drive and get it. And then we're gonna freak out. Well, sure enough, like throughout the game, I didn't even think I was awake. Like, I was like, dude, this might be a fever dream, honestly. Like, I don't know if this is real life or not. Seriously. Pickens has that like 25-yard catch, and me and Caleb are freaking out. We're like jumping up and down in our apartment, like going insane. And then we see the flag, and we're like, I'm like sitting there, I'm like on the ground of my apartment. I'm just like sitting there like this, like, and then they're like, penalty on the defense. It'll be I'm like, and we like start freaking out. Like, we're like, Caleb's like almost crying from laughter, and I'm like, dude, I couldn't believe it. The bet ended up hitting, but one, I don't think I will ever bet on George Pickens again. And two, that was hell watching that game so late at night after having a very long day on top of it.
Oh, I can believe it. Yeah, I was ready to go to bed. I had work the next morning. I was like, man, why? Like, just cancel it. Play it tomorrow afternoon. You know, like, let's just do that. Yeah, George Pickens is a very stressful person. I would never recommend betting on him. And we talk about it all the time with like Stefon Diggs and guys like that, where it's like, yeah, they're a diva, but they produce.
Yeah, they
George
produce,
Pickens
yes.
doesn't produce. Right, like, he gives up on it. He was giving up on his routes. Yeah,
Yes, he was half-assing it the whole time, dude. If you paid any attention to him at all, like, even he had a couple remotely catchable balls and he just let them sail over his head.
yeah,
Because he just didn't care. He didn't try. He has a shitty ass attitude.
insane. I wish Pittsburgh could just bring in receivers that were normal. human
Yeah,
beings
I didn't
with
even think about
linemen.
that. Yeah, that.
Like, Antonio Brown, very productive, total weirdo.
Yeah, that's honestly an understatement.
Diontae Johnson also had effort issues.
Yep.
I'm not gonna lie, Juju, for as much as he was doing the TikTok shit and whatnot, like that motherfucker put in effort every
That's
single play.
true. He did try. Yeah.
Like, I'll put up with his fucking TikTok dances as long as he's trying, right? Like, obviously, towards the end, he wasn't as good as he was his
Yeah.
earlier in his career, but like, I never doubted that he was trying, like
Yeah.
putting the effort on his, blocking on his route running. So yeah, like as much shit as he got towards the end of his time in Pittsburgh, it's like, look what you have now. Not only do you not have
Yeah.
good receivers besides George Pickens, but then your best receiver is also just giving up halfway through the game. So
And literally taking less snaps because of it too, and everything. Like it's, yeah.
yeah, that's why I will always be a Juju defender to the day I die.
Fair enough. Plus, you had like Chase Claypool, who thought he was the next Megatron, and is just was an absolute bum.
Don't remind me of Mapletron. Gosh, him celebrating a first down when the Steelers are
Dude,
losing.
oh my God, I saw that video the other day. I was like, this dude is such a jackass. There's no way he actually did that. Like
Like,
he's like there's like 30 seconds left with no timeouts. Oh my gosh. Anyways, that was my story from the Steelers game because I felt for sure.
I am convinced Chase Claypool was not a real person. There's no way he actually played in the NFL. That was just,
Yeah.
we all
He could.
collectively just like imagined him.
You had like a weird little couple weeks swing and then never heard of again. He got traded to the Bears and was the most irrelevant wide receiver ever.
Immediately starts talking shit about everywhere he gets traded from. He's like, oh, I hate it in Pittsburgh. Oh, I hate it in Chicago. I don't get these
Yeah.
opportunities. Then
Yeah.
it's whatever.
Yeah, that was my story on the Steelers game. So yeah, I will probably never ever stay up to watch a Steelers game ever again because I mean, don't get me wrong, that's probably like a top moment in my life that I won't ever forget just because of the amount of stress I was going into and then like the relief and just
And
all the emotions and everything. But
it's heightened because of how late it was.
yeah, no, and I'm like, dude, I need sleep. I'm
Yes.
so exhausted. So like that's doubling into it and stuff. So yeah, no, definitely. Anyways,
We
moving
would talk
into
Lions game last week, but they didn't play. So.
yeah, nothing to talk about. I think the Lions finally. I saw a meme that was like, because the meme always used to go around that the Lions would lose the bye week too, right? And everyone would just, shit on the Lions. They stink, blah, blah, blah. But I think we probably won the bye week. So, just some time to get healthy and let our guys heal up. And yeah, big game this week, revenge game this week. So excited for that. But we'll get into that in a minute. I figured we should just work through the slate, kind of. One by one, starting with the London game part two, Jags Bears, 9:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Remember when I said I was excited for the Panthers Bears game?
Do I remember? Yes, I remember, Thomas.
You want to
I
know what game I'm
vividly
sneaky
remember.
excited for this week?
No, it's a London game. I hate the Bears. I cannot get on. You know what? I have gotten into an issue where I continue to try and fade the Bears and bet on the opposing team just because I'm like, there's no way the Bears are favored. They stink. They're bad. They're not good. I might have to get out of that mindset and just stay away from all Bears games because the Bears might actually be decent. And I don't like that. And I can't get it through my head that they might actually be a decent team because they're the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I think it's just you're finally like Caleb Williams is putting things together, which is huge for them. But also their defense is
Their defense is good. I have known
elite,
their defense is good.
right? Yeah, I'm sneaky excited for this game, because the Jaguars actually did something last week, which was pretty cool,
True.
pretty neat.
Trevor Lawrence had a pretty good game.
And like after an 0-4 start, it'll be, I don't know. I always get like this. It's not that I think that the Jaguars are going to win. I just have like the inkling that it's going to be like a good game for once in London. That being said, I'm totally going to be wrong because I was wrong about last week. So maybe every time I think that a game is going to be good, I'm like, ooh, this is a sneaky, exciting game to watch. It's probably not.
Right.
I should just stop saying that.
Maybe you should, honestly. After that's just a tough call, man. You're 'cause you're betting on two tough teams to watch, in my opinion. Specifically the Panthers this year too. And you're like, you know what? Sneaky feeling, this is a good fake. And then the Bears blow them out. I mean, to be fair, there was a lot of scoring in that game. But it wasn't really competitive. So I mean, maybe there'll be a lot of scoring. It just won't be competitive. Maybe that's your thing. Maybe your
Yeah,
sneaky good picks
maybe not
are.
competitive. Maybe that's my inkling that I get
Maybe
is.
they're just non-competitive high-scoring games, which I guess aren't the worst games to watch. It could be non-competitive low-scoring game, which no, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
Yeah.
Competitive low-scoring game with no offense, which is like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
Every Steelers win of the past 3 years.
That game's gross. I will not, you know, I'm not going to set my alarms to wake up early to watch that one. I just don't. I don't know. I don't see the need, I guess. Plus, they always put it on NFL Network Plus or whatever the hell, and that pisses me off.
It's just on regular NFL Network.
Okay, but still, I don't have NFL Network, like, and
You
I'm
don't
not
have
gonna
NFL
pay.
Network? You have fucking Red Zone, but not NFL Network?
Oh, well, I don't have Red Zone. I have my dad's Red Zone because he hooks me up, so he gave it to me.
Well,
I guess I didn't.
what are you
I
using
didn't.
for TV?
I didn't. We have like cable here or whatever. It comes with our apartment. It's like Spectrum.
Oh,
So
I
I don't know
stole
if we,
my dad's.
I don't think we have NFL Network here.
I stole my dad's cable. The TV things were still in East Michigan.
Gotcha. Well, then yeah, I guess I could watch the game. I didn't know that. I was watching it on an illegal streaming service last week when I woke up, but I will just put it on the TV next time.
Yeah, might be a better idea.
Yeah,
Maybe
I guess.
a little less illegal.
That's yeah, fair.
Not that I disparage those who choose to.
Yeah. Thanks, Thomas, for making me feel like shit about it,
No, I'm not going to disparage you for committing a crime.
man. It's like
Yes.
majority of the United States does that.
Look, everyone does it. It's fine. You
Okay.
know, if they didn't want people to do it, then they shouldn't put everything on premium streaming services.
It's fair.
Yeah.
I'll say one last thing about this game. I think the Bears have been playing super high. I think they're gonna shit the bed, and I think the Jags are gonna win this game.
What do you think it's going to be a Jags blowout?
I don't know if it's gonna be a blowout. I want to say it's gonna be kind of gross, like a gross game to watch compared to you're saying it's gonna be a sneaky good game to watch. I think it's gonna be like people are gonna wake up at Jaguars fans and Bears fans are gonna tune into this game and wake up at like 9 in the morning and they're gonna be like, I really could have slept in.
Hey, Bears fans are waking up at 8 in the morning. All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You're
Cause
getting up
Central
early.
time. Yeah.
You're
Yeah.
getting
Yeah.
up early.
It's fair, yeah. So I mean, we'll see. I don't know. I think Jags pull it off. I don't know if what kind of game it'll be, but I think the Jags are gonna win. Couple of good games at the 1 o'clock slate, though. Really, like some pretty big teams facing off. Bucks Saints, Commanders Ravens, Cardinals Packers probably will be a decent game. That's it really. The Colts Titans will be probably gross.
Browns
Browns
Eagles is
Eagles.
going to be disgusting.
Yeah, you I don't yeah, gross. And Texans Pats. Well, I mean, okay, Texans Pats, actually I forgot Drake May said they announced Drake May starting. So
That
we get
doesn't mean it's
to
going to be good, though.
No, I'm just saying it
They
does give
suck.
it gives it more watch value, I guess. 'Cause apparently there was like a big like push for May to be the starter by the by like New England's offense and roster and everything.
Before the preseason ended, or like recently?
No, recently they're I don't know. I thought there was rumors of like an uproar about him like not starting. So like they're starting him now.
When
I don't
Drake
know.
is
What are
rumored to
your
roster.
thoughts about him starting? Do you think he should start, or do you think they should have just
No,
waited the whole year?
this is not a team that is ready to have a rookie quarterback play.
Right.
Like, of all of the situations to have gone to, the Patriots are one of the worst.
Fair.
They have no offensive line. Their receivers are middling at best.
Fair.
know, it's just we talk a lot about situations being what ends up breaking the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like you can like one quarter, like look at Sam Darnold, right? He's thriving now in Minnesota. Terrible situation in New York, sucked. But we've also seen so many times where like the quarterback gets broken by those terrible situations.
Fair. Yeah.
And I just don't think the Patriots are in a situation where Drake May can even have remote success right now and build good habits.
Fair.
And yeah, I just think he's going to get killed at some point.
That's fair. That's definitely fair to think. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, their offense is a bit of a shit show. And Ramondre Stevenson got rolled out too, so that doesn't help necessarily. We'll see.
I just, I
It'll
don't really see any benefit
probably
to starting him.
it'll probably be pretty ugly, honestly. But I don't know, like Brissett is such a non-factor. Like, he doesn't do anything. He doesn't even throw to their wide receivers, which is his job.
Okay. But when you're a rebuilding team, like, aren't you fine with losing?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess I don't know why they don't like, I would just like say, fuck it, I'm just gonna tank
Like they
and get
don't need to
Travis.
get a quarterback. They can just go get the best player in the draft.
Right, and get Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
We can play both ways.
Go just get the best player you can. Yeah, I especially going up against the Texans, who like they don't have like a dominant
Yeah.
defense, but they have a good defense,
Yeah,
right?
that's a shitty first game to be like, all right, here you go, bud.
Like, I don't know. I just it doesn't seem like it's the time
Fair.
to do that to
That's
me.
fair. I can see both sides, but I do feel like I would lean more with it might not be time to start him just yet.
Well, and it's like, okay, so you're just gonna let the players decide who starts and who doesn't?
Sure, yeah.
Like, if we let if we let the players make personnel decisions, you end up with the situations the Cavs ended up with LeBron James, right? Like,
Yeah, well, LeBron is a coach killer, so
there's a reason why players are not GMs.
it's true, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That game could be really bad. But games that will be really good in the 1 p.m. slate. Commanders Ravens is probably the best game in the 1 p.m. slate.
See, here's where I'm at on that. I feel like it's either going to be like a really, really freaking good game, or low key the Commanders get their asses handed to them.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where I'm at too.
Like,
It's either gonna be a shootout or the because this is the thing, the Commanders defense not that good.
no.
Ravens offense, in case you missed it, really, really good. So I think that it'll be pretty easy for the Ravens to get points. It's just the Commanders are gonna have to keep up. It's gonna be a real test for Jaden Daniels. I mean, this is probably the biggest game he's played so far. Also, I keep forgetting, Lamar Jackson does not lose against the NFC. He's like 21-1 all time against the NFC. So, there's that. But I don't know. It could be.
Like, I just, for me, it's not that I think the Commanders are a bad team or
Right.
anything. Like, they've played very well. It's just the Ravens are a very good team.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, not that I don't think that their offense is good, but the Commanders are playing above their own skill level in a
Yeah.
lot of ways.
Yeah.
And so you have to kind of think at some point they come back to,
Come back to reality.
come back
Yeah.
to reality a little bit, especially when they're playing against one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Yeah.
So,
Yep, that's true.
but I could also still see it being a very competitive game as well. Like,
I would like
really
for it to be a shootout. That would be fun to watch. But then again, I mean, the Ravens are rolling right now. Like, huge win against the Bills, which the Bills are kind of on a downward spiral, irrelevant right now. Comeback against the Bengals, which the Bengals obviously we're not having a great year, but they looked really good. Like their defense, atrocious. Their offense, obviously phenomenal. They were going ballistic. But the Ravens battled back and won in overtime. So I think that they're showing you all sorts of angles. They can blow good teams out. They can come back and win against. I mean, the Bengals record is bad. I don't think that makes them a bad team. I think they're still a good team, I guess. So I don't know. They can come back. Like they've shown that they can handle all sorts of adversity. So it's just scary, I think, because like you said, the Commanders are kind of playing way up right now. But the Ravens don't really have like a anywhere they play down like that. They haven't really played a bad game other than when they fell apart against the Raiders.
Yeah, like I just think that if there is a game where the Commanders look very, where Jaden Daniels gets made to look like a rookie, which he has not looked like a rookie this year,
It's fair.
there's a game where he's going to look like a rookie, it's going to be this game.
Yeah, that's fair. That is definitely fair to say.
Bucks Saints.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
It really depends because. Who's starting? Is Spencer Rattler starting for the Saints? Is that what
Spencer
they're
Rattler, yes. Former star of QB1 Under the Lights.
Give me the Bucks by 20.
You think so? Rattler was like kind of cooking in preseason.
This is nothing about Rattler. I don't think the Saints are good. I think they're
Okay,
frauds.
that's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say in the previous pod that we recorded, I said that the Saints might be a sneaky pick for Monday night to beat the Chiefs. I was wrong. The Saints, I think, stink, and we're a 2-week wonder,
Yeah,
and their downward
they
spiral will
I think
continue.
they're frauds and Bucks, not literally by 20, but I think the Bucks are going to win this game convincingly, especially
Right.
coming off of a loss to the Falcons, which was very contentious with those overtime rules.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the Bucks have every I feel like the Bucks have played. Even though they're 3-2, like they have played like one of the best teams in the league right now.
Definitely. Yeah.
So
Definitely.
I just think.
I mean, they're like one play away from being 4-1.
Yeah.
You know, like that Falcons game was a toss up, literally. So yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Saints are so fraud, like on big time fraud watch, because everyone was like, wow, the Saints are insane. They're gonna be good. And then they like fell apart. Derek Carr has been balling out. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I was trying to think of what I wanted to say about this game. This game will be entertaining simply because of we'll be on Marshawn Lattimore and Mike Evans watch, and
Yeah, they've always got something going on.
they always want to scrap when they're playing each other, which is so it's always fun to watch that. I mean, you don't really see a ton of fights on the football field, but they'll definitely they get into it. Little Andre Johnson, Courtland Finnegan type thing. For a little throwback. But yeah. That game should be interesting. Yeah, I keep forgetting that Spencer Rattler is starting. I was thinking of like Saints at full health, but I don't know. That game will be, I guess we'll see. The thing is though, is like the NFC South is so weird with like how they play each other, I feel like.
They always, yeah, they're weird there.
That's why I think like it could still be a competitive game, just because like when NFC South teams play each other, they play it's like they're even teams, honestly.
I have very little faith in the Saints right now.
That's
I,
fair. That's
the
fair.
moment Drew Brees retired, they should have gone into rebuild mode. That's
Yeah,
just,
that's very true.
yeah, they're continuing to try and extend whatever this window of being bad but not good is, I guess.
Right.
Like,
Right.
yeah.
Yeah, they're in a they yeah, they're weird. They're always in a weird spot. They're like they could always I mean, because like we're talking like I just said, NFC South is weird. And I think it's on the rise a little bit, but it's it could still be a league where it's or not a league, a division where it's like you're 9-8 and you win the division. And
Yeah.
then there's like two teams that are 8-9 below you. Like it's that kind of division. It has been for a while. So that's why I'm just like, so I don't know. I'm like, it's weird. Whatever they got going on in the NFC South is weird. Anyways, I kind of agree with the Bucks take. I think the Bucks will probably it might not look like it at the final score. I feel like it might be one of those games where like the final score says this, but it's like the Bucks won that game the whole time.
They had control of that game the whole
Right,
game.
right. Yeah, definitely. Packers, Cardinals. Thoughts? Anything?
I really want to say Cardinals upset the Packers. I really
I kind of want to say that too.
and I can't fully say it because like the Packers are a really good football team.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I just am fully convinced that the Cardinals are so much better than their record actually says it is.
I agree.
So I just think that frisky Cardinals pick here, like, I don't know.
I agree with that, and I think that the Cardinals, unlike so like you said, the Steelers like to play down to their opponents. I think the Cardinals play up to their opponents for the most part. So I think they're gonna be in competitive games for the most part of this year. And when you're in competitive games, you will steal wins like they did against the 49ers. They almost stole a win from the Bills at the beginning of the year. Like when you're in those big competitive games, and Kyler Murray has been really good actually so far this year. I know Call of Duty hasn't dropped yet, so there's still that,
Partnered with them now.
but he's explosive. Marvin Harrison is explosive. They are one play away from scoring a touchdown. I think we've saw that multiple times. Kyler Murray had like a 50-yard rushing touchdown and threw up the peace sign 5 yards into his run because he knew no one was going to catch him. Like that is, first off, that's insane confidence. And he was, it's not like he was wrong. No one caught him. No one was close to catching him. He walked it in. So like they are one play away from scoring a touchdown and making it a competitive game. So I definitely could see Cardinals upset. I think that if any underdog is to win, like the underdog with the most wins this year is probably going to be the Cardinals, just because they're competitive. They play competitive games always. I mean, other than getting blown out by the Commanders, they play competitively for the most part. So.
And I feel like Kyler Murray doesn't get as much respect as he should get as a quarterback.
No, he
Like,
doesn't. I mean,
sure, there's like the whole Call of Duty thing or whatever, and like the study clause and whatnot, but like, this man makes plays all the time,
yeah,
right?
he
Like,
does.
he makes plays out of structure. Obviously, like, he's not in that top echelon of quarterbacks. I don't think
Right.
he will be, but he is, you know, he's a baller, man. Like,
Yes, he
he's
is.
the kind of guy that, you know, maybe he might be better if he doesn't study.
Maybe.
Like, his best plays come from outside of structure,
He's
from
like
kind of
him and
winging it.
Mahomes are 1A, 1B at extending plays in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Which the Mahomes, gosh, that like pump fake that he pulls on everyone.
My God, it is the most infuriating thing. I just like, I feel like if you sat down and watched film, you would see, okay, he does this shit all the time. He never throws the ball. He never throws the ball. Like, it's like one in every 15 times he throws the ball actually to someone.
And it's like always when
And
he's
at that point, just
out.
tackle his ass because it's like half the time it's like 3rd and 5 and he scampers for like 10 yards. And you're like, you could have got a stop right there, but you didn't. And then they go and score a touchdown on your head instantly. I don't know. Obviously, I'm sitting here talking about it. I'm not playing the sport. I just feel like it's not the best pump fake, man. All he has to do is this. And then they're like,
I
and
think
they
it's just
hit
that
something.
reputation. You're just afraid, oh, he's got someone.
Yeah,
Right,
that's
he's
fair.
already
Yeah.
lined it up.
Right. Cause I mean, he is really good at extending plays. He is really good at, he's a broken play quarterback. He's really good at it. He can get guys, and it helps when he has Kelce, who runs backyard wide receiver routes and goes all around the field, and then he's wide open. Fucking no one is. It works. If you know how to work broken plays, then it works. And he's good at extending. He has eyes in the back of his head. He knows when people are coming. It's just he does some extra shit sometime and it really pissed me off. Like against the Saints when he was running around and then he did like a little spin move and then like threw it. And I don't know.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You know what really bugs me, and there's literally nothing wrong with him doing it, is like the that
Oh
he
my
does that when he like
God.
trying to get him to
Yes,
huddle up.
dude.
It's like the same thing with Dak going, here we go. It's just like there's something about it that just really
It's just
bugs
extra, dude.
me.
Like, you don't need to do that shit. Come
And
on.
it's not like I know in my head, like there's literally no reason to actually be mad at him for doing that.
No, I
Like
know.
my big biased brain of like hating people for being good, right? Because that's really what
Yes.
it is. I just hate
No,
him.
that is what it is. I'm in the same boat. I hate him because he's phenomenal, and
And
there's nothing you
so
can do about it.
it adds an extra reason to hate him. And
I
it's just
know.
that's slightly annoying. Yeah, Kyler Murray does a lot of the same things in his own way. Like he's not the same like pump fake kind of thing. He does more of like the dancing around in the back,
He runs in like a
like prime
circle, like
Russ
figure
kind of
eights
stuff.
and
Yeah,
circles, and yeah.
like it's very much the same as like what Russell Wilson used to do on the Seahawks, where it's just like dancing around guys instead of,
Yeah.
you
Well, I mean, they're both like shorter guys, like quick, have a lot of like agility, like they can just run around and evade things. And they're smaller, so they can fit through smaller spaces and stuff, you know, like they're not, yeah, I don't know. It just works. Kyler's really good.
So yeah, Cardinals over Packers. That's I'm calling
I'll tail
it.
that pick as well and say Cardinals over Packers. So, Colts.
4 o'clock?
What?
4 o'clock? I don't want to talk about Colts Titans.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say that. I was just gonna say like I don't want to talk about it
If
either.
Joe Flacco is going to the bench, I don't care.
Okay, fair.
All right, like,
Don't talk about. I don't want to talk about
okay.
Browns
To
Bengals
briefly
either.
talk about Colts Titans. Are the Colts really sure they want to start Anthony Richardson right now?
I don't know. It's the thing, like he's young, so like you kind of have to go with him, right? Because like
Joe Flacco's been playing so well.
I know he is, but they gotta stick to their young guy, man. Like, what
Are
does
you
that
in
say?
the business of winning football games or in the business of playing your
What
young
is
guy?
it? What does that say to Anthony Richardson if you don't like let him go out there and make mistakes?
It says, hey, man, you were injured and we still believe you're the future of the franchise, but have you seen how Joe Flacco's playing? Have you
Okay.
seen how good he is?
But Thomas, like Richardson did not have a full season last year. He didn't have enough time to make his mistakes and to learn. He has to go on the field and do it at some point. And then if you say, sorry, buddy, you're on the bench and you throw Flacco in, one, that probably ruins his, I can't think of the word. It probably ruins his mindset. And then you throw him back in there next year or whenever this year, and he probably has a shitty attitude. And he still hasn't learned from his mistakes. He hasn't had enough time to learn from his mistakes. He's still kind of like a rookie if you think about it.
Yeah, he's basically a rookie.
So it's like you gotta go with the ups and downs with him. He has to go out there. He has to try and make these throws because that's the only way that he's gonna learn. And then it's just a shitty thing for the Colts because who knows? Flacco's on a miraculous run right now. Who knows how long that's gonna last? Richardson has not been looking that great. He has the potential, but he hasn't really been hitting on things, and he hasn't been hitting on his throws. So it's like, what do you do? But I think you got to go with the young guy just because, like, you invested in him. He's the future, right? Like, that's your guy. So if not, that's a waste of a fifth pick, or at least, like, you're just, like, flushing it way too early.
I'll allow it. But if they want to win more games this season, it's Joe Flacco.
Yes, and I agree with that.
I guess if the. Are we just treating this as a we're not trying to compete this season, we're just trying to get Anthony Richardson experience season? Or are
I
we
think
like.
that would be fair. Yeah, and to be fair, also, Anthony Richardson gets hurt all the time, so who knows?
He will be back. Joe Flacco
Yeah,
cannot.
he will 100% be back because Richardson has a hard time staying healthy. So
Okay, fine. You've convinced me.
thank you.
I can't wait to see what Will Levis meme we get though, as a final talking point on Colts Titans.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll
He's
be.
coming.
I'm sure it'll be fun.
But anyways, enough about that game because it's not gonna. If I were gonna bet on one game being absolutely dog shit bad and boring and unentertaining, even if it's a fucking blow, even if the Colts blow out the Titans, like it's gonna be like the most boring blowout of all time.
Yeah, that'll be a
It's
tough
that one.
watch. Yeah. With Browns Eagles being a close second, I would say.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
I don't think we really have to talk about that. The Eagles get AJ Brown back, which is good. I think that he's probably gonna have a big game. He's on two of my fantasy teams, so appreciate that in advance, AJ Brown. Thank you.
In advance from AJ Brown, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm
Good.
good. I didn't know you knew him like that, so thank you for
Oh
that.
yeah, we're homies. We go way back.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. 4 o'clock games now?
Yeah, we want to just get Steelers Raiders out of the way.
Yeah, you go ahead.
AOC, dog water,
Yeah.
a good quarterback. Somehow the Steelers are gonna make this a way closer game than it should be. But I don't think that they lose. I think that they win by like a field goal somehow.
Okay.
But yeah, that is my take, is that
Yeah.
the Steelers win like 13-10.
Okay. I think, yeah, I just think, I think TJ Watt's going to have his way with the Raiders offensive line and beat up on AOC. And yeah, I don't know. Your offense is weird. So I feel like 13-10 is very realistic of an outcome. And last time you said that too, they didn't score an offensive touchdown and only kick field goals. So we'll see.
Yeah,
We will
I
see.
don't think there's too much to say about that game, to be honest. It's just it probably won't be that entertaining at
Yeah,
all.
I mean Brock Bowers is really good, but that's about it for the Raiders, honestly.
Yeah.
And they're going through quarterback shit, so who knows? That's just a weird situation in the first place. Excuse me. Chargers Broncos. Probably gross.
I hate watching this Chargers team play. It is so bad.
It's so boring, too.
Like, I don't mean that they're a bad team, but yeah, it's just boring football. Like, the Steelers are a boring offense. The Chargers are a boring team.
Thanks, Harbaugh.
Like, at least the Steelers' defense does things. The Chargers are
Yeah.
just all around boring.
So boring to watch.
The Broncos, low-key frisky team this year.
Yeah. Their defense is really, really good. Really good.
Sean Payton chewing out Bo Nix after a victory is odd behavior, but you know,
Yeah, yeah.
happens. I got Broncos in this game. I know. I just look.
I can't bet on the Chargers anymore just knowing that all they do is run the ball and don't throw it. It's like I can't do that because one, if you even want to watch that game, it's gonna be boring as hell. Because the Chargers only run the ball really. And the Broncos have a really good defense, and Bo Nix, like their offense is weird. It's been really sputtery, I feel like. So it's like the Broncos win games from having a really good defense too. So it's like it's just a bad matchup, I think. It's the funny part is this is probably gonna be the highest scoring game for some reason, and
Somehow, yeah, it's always what you least expect.
we're gonna get a Justin Herbert Bo Nix shootout legacy game. And everyone's gonna be talking about how for we get to see this matchup for the next 5 years, and then every time we see the matchup for the next 5 years, it's just dog shit. So,
So when Jim Harbaugh gets fired in 2 to 3 years, because it's gonna happen, right? Like low key, it's gonna happen. Does he just go back to Michigan? Does Michigan just like fire whoever their head coach is at that point and just bring him back?
well, Michigan is in shambles right now, anyways, so. Possibly. Doesn't he have like a 4-year ban or some shit though? Or did I read that wrong?
Yes, he is banned, isn't he?
Yeah. Or whatever it is. Whatever. It's not banned, but like whatever it is. He's got some type of shit for 4 years, I'm pretty sure. Disbarred or something like. No, not disbarred. That's legal. I don't know. Whatever the fuck it is. I don't
Yeah,
know. I you know what?
forgot about
That's too much Jim Harbaugh talk for my liking
sorry,
anyways. It's
my
okay. It's okay. It's okay. But we will move on.
I'm not going to say anything about this Falcons Panthers game because I'm going to say something I'm going to regret. So I'm not going to say
Let me
anything.
guess. You think the Panthers are gonna win?
No, not at all. I just don't want to talk myself into it.
You're gonna say it's a good game.
I don't want to talk myself into thinking it's going to be a good game. Okay.
Which, to be fair, the NFC South, weird games. Could be good.
Yeah.
Panthers offense has shown some flashes. Chuba Hubbard's really good.
But
Also my fantasy
to
team.
be fair, the Falcons are really putting things together.
Yeah, no, I
They
think
look really good.
yeah, their offense is fine. I mean, after that game, like their offense is firing. I like they gotta figure like Kirk can throw the damn rocks though.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Like they're settling in. They're a team to watch moving forward, I feel like,
Yeah, and
especially
that Thursday
you
night
can
game, they
never
didn't even
get a
really.
pass rush going.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They didn't even really use Bijan at all, too, in that Thursday night game. And Kirk still had 500 passing yards. So.
Look, if there's one thing I know, the Falcons will not get Bijan involved. It's
Yeah,
like they refuse. They
at this
refuse even
point,
to get
yeah.
Bijan involved in the offense.
It's kind of insane, honestly.
Yeah.
Because he can do everything.
I
But.
don't know why they don't just hand it to him every. Well, they have Kirk Cousins, so like I get why, but
Yeah.
use the man.
Feel bad for Bijan owners.
Like Bijan Robinson, if he actually got to do stuff, would be considered like a top three running back in the NFL.
Yeah,
But he's
100%.
not allowed to do stuff.
Yeah. They split it. They basically go 50-50 with Tyler Algier on his snaps, which is insane because Tyler Algier is not that good.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. Maybe, like, I don't know. Just. Use Bijan, please. I beg the Falcons.
Yeah.
But look, this game is not. I'm not going to talk myself into it. This game is not going to be close. The Panthers are getting their asses kicked.
Okay.
Not going to talk myself into it. The Panthers are not winning. They're not going to make it. It's not going to be close. Andy Dalton's not getting a revenge game, even though he never played for the Falcons.
You saying that makes me want to bet the opposite to happen.
Although Xavier Leggett legacy game, I will say that.
Okay. Leggett legacy. Gotcha.
Get lost.
All right, moving on from that game, I think the Falcons won that game pretty handedly. If their offense plays anything like what they did against the Bucks. Lions Cowboys, big game, big revenge game. Good thing the Cowboys stink. They got lucky that they won against the Steelers, who, as we talked about, offense looked rough.
Can I throw off a take?
Sure.
If that game did get delayed to Monday, the Cowboys are losing. That is my take. Listen,
Fair.
the reason George Pickens was giving up on his routes was because he was tired. He wanted
Okay.
to go to bed. It
All
was
right, Tom.
bedtime.
All right, Thomas. I think we've had enough of that conversation.
It was his
Well,
bedtime.
I'll say sure that yeah, that's the thing. Sure. Yeah.
And
And we'll
Dak
go back.
Prescott is a freak who stays up until 3 a.m. So he was just,
Yes.
oh man, this is normal for me.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yes.
that's what happened.
Well, knowing I this game, I hate playing the Cowboys every year simply because I always feel like the refs fucking Jerry pays them off the night before and is like, all right, man, hook us up. Last year, I'm still pissed off about last year. That was horrible. I was there to witness it. I was in Dallas watching the game. It went from the most joy in the world. Because here's the thing, Cowboys fans are fake ass fans. Let me tell you what, it's quiet in Jerry World, it's quiet there. I think me and my two friends were putting up more noise than all however many people were there. And it was funny because every time the Lions got a first down, I'm screaming, "Move those chains." And like I'm chirping everyone. I'm chirping every Cowboys fan. It's just fun. Like we were in standing room only. So like we're in like this little section, like around the whatever. There's a bunch of people right there. I just had like there's like these little kids in front of me that are like looking back like all this shit, and like all these fans are looking back at us like we're crazy and all that shit. And we were freaking out. Like, of course, Cowboys fans will talk shit when they're up and they think they're gonna win the game. And then when we drove down and we scored the 2-point conversion, we're going ballistic. And I'm just letting everyone hear it, man. Like, and then there's the flag. And then all the shit talking. at the end of the game. It hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
So yeah, revenge game. I think it's gonna be a shootout, but I think it's gonna kind of be like the Seahawks game, honestly. It like where the Lions like look like they won the game. Their defense is kind of iffy. They've been giving up a lot of like I think the second most fantasy points to wide receivers this year. So CD's probably gonna have a big game. Tolbert's been playing really well too for the Cowboys. Dak doesn't look horrible, I guess. Even though CD's on his ass about his throws. We'll
Yeah.
see. I'm biased Lions. I think they win pretty handedly. But I do think it's gonna be a pretty high scoring game.
If I'm Dan Campbell, I'm throwing Dan Skipper out there to that report as eligible first play of the game. Very
Facts.
first play. I'm sending him out there, having him
Facts.
right up to the ref, do the thing, and then get in, then run a play.
Let's just have him run a streak and throw it to him.
Yeah. Have him run a streak.
Literally.
Don't make it a run play. Just
Yeah,
have
no,
a
literally have him
streak.
run a streak.
See how many Cowboys defenders are just immediately following him, like
That would actually be pretty funny.
yeah. But yeah, no, this it I mean, look, the Cowboys I don't think are a good team. I don't think they like how do I put this? Not to make excuses for Pittsburgh. Well, no, I'm not making excuses for Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's offense is just ass, okay?
Yeah.
So the Cowboys' victory came off of the fact that Pittsburgh was just worse at offense than they were. The Cowboys
Yeah.
did not actually do shit on offense.
Yeah. And their defense is like down to the
Injured
bare
all the injured all
bone.
hell.
They have
Like,
Parsons is hurt. Lawrence is hurt. Eric Kendricks is hurt. Someone else is
I
hurt.
think Deron Bland still hurt, yeah.
Yeah, Bland is hurt. Yeah, like they have no they're start like they're like rookies out there and shit. Like I don't
Amani
know.
Arawarie is starting, I'm pretty sure.
That gave me Vietnam flashbacks for a second. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah,
That's not
so
good.
look, I think the Lions win this a little bit more handily than you do.
It's just the Cowboys, dude. Every time we go there, we
There is a
some
bunch of
bullshit happens.
there's always BS with the Cowboys. I will say that, yes.
It's annoying, especially when they're at home. It's annoying. I don't like. I'm not gonna get ahead of myself. I did the same thing with the Seahawks because we had been 0-5 against them the past 5 years. We came out, we won good. I'm not getting ahead of myself with the Cowboys because some bullshit like last year is gonna happen and I'm gonna wanna rip my head off.
That's fair. That's fair.
So
I will say the NFL chose the worst two games to make prime time this week.
yeah.
Bengals Giants sounds gross.
Gross.
I mean, I think the Bengals win, but at the same time, for all we know,
Yeah.
like Malik Nabers
Malik.
goes off against the absolute Swiss cheese that is the Bengals defense.
Well, Malik Nabers got ruled out,
Oh,
so
did he? For
yep.
all we know, Wandale Robinson.
Danny Dimes, man. Primetime Danny Dimes, you never know.
That's true.
I'm just kidding.
But
He's ass.
I just there and then Bills Jets, it just sounds boring. It doesn't sound fun.
Bills Jets sounds so
It
boring.
just sounds gross and boring and not like I
Well,
want.
it's like the Bills are on a downward spiral. The Jets, like Rodgers stinks. They just fired their coach. Who knows how that's gonna go? Like, it's probably gonna just be ugly.
Yeah, the NFL doesn't want us to have fun.
I guess. I mean, to be fair though, Bengals, Giants, the Bengals have a bad defense. The Giants are just kind of like a bad team. Daniel Jones had a good game last week, so maybe he's fine.
If I were to get if I were to okay, not guess, if I were to like make a bet on this happening, Bengals Giants is a shootout for absolutely no good reason.
Yeah.
And Jets Bills ends like 7-6 or
Yeah.
something. Yeah. 12-7.
Yeah.
It's going to be really bad.
Yeah, I mean, plus the Bills, I think Shakir's still hurt. James Cook is out. They already don't have a ton of offensive weapons. So there's that. And then I don't know, the it took Garrett Wilson
Safety.
23 targets to get 100 receiving yards.
And say what you want about the Jets offense, their defense is good. Like,
Their defense is good.
they have a very good defense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just, why couldn't we have just gotten, they should have just flexed Ravens Commanders
I
to.
know, but they can't flex right now. They make a weird rule where they can't flex until a certain week, which kind of makes no sense, honestly. Like, if you want the best ratings, why wouldn't you just be able to flex starting?
Whatever.
Like,
Whatever.
I what it's week five now?
Should just be able to flex now.
Week six. Yeah, week six. Week six is plenty of time. We know what teams are good.
Like, the Bengals have no business being on primetime TV right now.
Yeah,
The
no.
Giants have no business being on primetime TV.
The Giants never have business being on primetime TV. I don't care what you say. Way back with Eli, no. Like, I guess maybe like the I guess the OBJ catch that was worthy of a primetime. But like other than that, I don't think the Giants ever deserve to be on
That's
primetime TV.
fair. That's fair. All
Right. Well, anything else, Thomas, that you want to add before we end this?
right. I guess since you brought it up earlier, my cat, shout out Lucy.
Lucy.
We'll figure out her shit by Monday, hopefully. So,
Fingers crossed.
shout out Lucy. Top two cat of all time, and she's not number two.
Valid. Valid. I got a little bit of a different power ranking, but it's still a valid take.
Very good. All right. Well, just remind everyone we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube.
YouTube.
Be sure to like, comment, subscribe,
Follow our Twitter.
or Twitter.
I've been trying to tweet more.
If you made it all the way through this episode,
You're go. You go. You said
you're a
something.
goat.
Yeah.
Comment, man, that guy on the left really knows ball.
Shout out, Kyle. Shout out, Kyle.
Every
Every
episode.
podcast. That's a yeah. He's a real one for that. He's a real one for that. Shout out, Kyle. Yeah, you are the absolute goat. If you didn't make it all the way to the end, we hate your guts. I'm just kidding. Thanks for listening at all.
That was so mean. But yeah.
I'm kidding. Thanks for giving it a listen, anyways.
All right, everybody. We'll
All
see
right, peace
you.
out. Peace out.
Peace.